Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports. But to his point, Wiggy, you got cut by Belichick.
Yeah.
But you took it. It's the NFL way. But college is so, he is right about that.
College
it's a
is so
world.
Different. Because you can't just, like, if a guy is not really performing the way you want him to perform, you can't, or is not buying into your message or your culture, you just can't cut them.
Yeah.
You know, certain guys, you can get away with that in the NFL. You know, it's harder to do if a guy's making a lot more money. But in college, you know, even if the guy's not making a, you know, ton, it's hard. You just can't cut guys.
So all the Belichick drama is just fascinating. Just waking up this morning, the press release last night. Curtis, do you have the wording of this? This
was I do.
The Bubba Cunningham dueling release with Bill Belichick last night.
I feel like we should have somebody at the station called Bubba who would just make us a little bit more edgy.
Southern?
Yeah. This was after the Ollie Connolly and all the reporting yesterday at 9:30. Statement, I'm fully committed to UNC football and the program we're building here, from Bill Belichick, and then the university with a very long, expansive, Coach Belichick has the full support of the Department of Athletics and University. That has nothing to do with future. If they fired him tomorrow, nothing would be wrong in that statement.
It is something, though. It's a stay of execution. Cordy, yeah. You believe he's not done yet.
I just think that there was no reason that UNC needed to release this statement, especially if Bill was going to. Like, if Bill releases that statement yesterday, great.
Right.
That wouldn't change. I would be on Curtis's side there where he's gone. Like, UNC could still part ways. That's nice that he's saying he's still fully committed to the university, but what does that mean? For UNC, for the university to send out a statement, I don't think they needed to do that, and I think it sets them up for failure.
Yeah, because you can't fire him now, or you can't part ways now during the season. It could be something after the season where you can sit down and go, all right, it didn't go as well as we thought it was going to go. Now we're going to go our separate ways.
Yeah.
Shine, what do you think about this? Is he done?
Yeah, I think he's – I think he'll finish the season at UNC, and then he will be done.
He finishes the year.
Yeah.
Well, that's big.
I don't think he will, like – be gone halfway through the year. Not even halfway through the year. We're in, what, four games in?
Five games.
If he only wins two games, then you could make the argument
so
that
he doesn't win another game the rest of the season?
Yeah, I guess.
They'll beat Syracuse.
Because if he wins,
maybe Duke.
Who do I root for?
They got to beat Duke. Beat Duke's all he cares about.
He might not win another game the rest of the season.
Because if you win...
Didn't Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft issue a joint statement saying how much they liked each other?
Yeah, but it was after they were parting ways. It was a mutual, what did they call it? A mutual separation?
Yeah, I can't remember what it was. But if
mutual
you finish
uncoupling?
Yeah.
If you finish the season with five wins and you rip off like your last two games of wins, maybe that changes things up and where you're like, all right, you know, because a lot of guys in their first year, they struggle, especially in college. Like, you know, it happens all the time and you see guys turn the program around after. Yeah, some guys have success their first year and continue their success, but a lot of guys struggle their first year.
But this isn't about struggling, Wiggy. You would agree. It has been historically dysfunctional.
Yeah, the dysfunction has been like some of the stuff that's coming out. whether it's true or not, is a bad look.
Because if it was just wins and losses, that there wouldn't be an issue here.
No,
totally.
But one fight is not dysfunction. If that's
is. And the NCAA...
No, but it's not just a fight, Ken. Like, it's a fight. It's a recruiting violation.
Yeah, but see, the recruiting violations, you buy somebody coffee from a Dunkin' Donuts is a recruiting violation.
I understand, but it's...
So who the hell knows what that is?
It feels like Urban Meyer in the NFL. It just feels like there is so much crap going on that we haven't even heard about yet. At the end of the season, we're going to find out all the just unbelievable stuff that's happening behind the scenes, and it is going to be just an absolute disaster.
Well, one point on that, Urban Meyer's a good comp. Wiggy and I were talking in the break, and I said, this reminds me of the Urban Meyer thing, and Wiggy's like, I forgot about that.
Yeah, here's the one guy I forgot who got fired their first year.
Okay, so Wiggy forgot about Urban Meyer already. In a year or two, people will not remember the Bill end.
I just feel that when you, if you haven't watched, I know we all watched the TCU game in week one, but watching the Clemson game on Saturday, it was shocking. Like, it was like BC my entire childhood. But I literally sat there, and the first play of the game after the kickoff was a 75-yard double pass.
Yeah.
Then they got the ball back, and it was like in 20 seconds, they got another touchdown. They were up 28-3 in the first quarter.
You know why? Because
after a bye week.
Because you know why? I think that a lot of those kids have already thrown the white, have given up. There's a good portion of those kids on that team that are contributors are like, I'm done with this.
But that's a massive issue. Whether you have guys, and I know you're saying the fight doesn't matter, but if guys are getting so frustrated and just giving up on the season, if you have parents coming out and talking to me, you have two boys that play college football. If they wanted to transfer right now and they said UNC's offering me, would you give them the advice? Yeah, go play for Bill and UNC if he's still there.
Yeah, I would say go play for Bill because I know how Bill is.
If he's maybe not setting the guys up for success right now, though.
That's amazing. You would let your kids go there now.
I know how Bill is as a coach, and I know what goes on. Like, a lot of the stuff in college football is a lot of coaches lie, and they say they're going to do this, and they think. I know Bill, when it comes to on the field and you're having a real opportunity, he's going to give you that. Now, it's up to you to do something with it. But there are a lot of coaches who don't even give kids the opportunity. They tell them they're going to do it. And that's the one thing that I would be looking at.
But if you know that he's been so petty that he's banned
Patriots, that part I don't care about.
You don't?
Because if you're, you know what? I learned this not a long time ago, but I've been learning this over the past 10 years. Is if you're good in college, they'll find you, no matter where you are. When I was playing, I felt like that was a lot different. Like, in order for them to find you, you had to go to these big schools. But now you look at guys, look at Kyle Duggar, went to Lenoir Ryan. You know, there are is that how you say the name of the school?
I think it's close.
Ryan. All right. But there are so many guys nowadays that they come from schools, whether it was Malcolm Butler who went to South Alabama or West Alabama. There are so many guys that if you're good,
that's who I hire when I fire Bill at UNC. I bring in Malcolm Butler.
Yeah, they'll find you. So you don't need to be. So if you're good at UNC, you don't think Mike Vrabel's going to be like, oh, yeah, the kid shipped the wide receiver. His good down there. You think Mike's going to be like, oh, because we can't go in and scout this guy, we're not going to.
It's that, Wiggy, it's not that. You're right, and I trust you on that. You know far better than me. It's that it's a lie. It's a snake oil salesman who says we're the 33rd NFL team, but we're going to block one of the NFL teams from seeing
you. But you know
play.
What, Curtis? In college football, they don't publicly say they're the 33rd NFL team, but every college coach will tell you, oh, we can get you to the NFL.
Right, that's
look at our staff.
One team said it out loud, and they've been embarrassed.
Yeah, well, Mike Lombardi probably shouldn't have said that out loud, but that was his kind of elevator pitch.
But don't you think
recruits.
That's what Bill and him think? That they thought they would have a coaching advantage. Just like Charlie Weiss thought when he went to Notre Dame, he was going to have a massive coaching advantage.
Of course they did. And then they realized, whoa, wait, it doesn't work necessarily like this. Right. We can't just cut this kid.
Courtney, would you like to take some calls on this subject? The state of Chapel Bill. Let's go to Bob in Smithfield. Hello, Bob. Hello, Bob. Well, let's try Chris in the truck. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to say, hey, Curtis. Good, how are you? Hey, Curtis, hear me out first. Why I want Bill to stay at North Carolina. Remember when the little baby Bill Belichick was like, eat Duke? So I'm just hoping that on November 22nd, he loses to Duke. So.
That would be like an empty stadium at Chapel Hill and Bill losing to Duke. That would be really sad.
That was my favorite absolute nonsense from Bill at the presser, that his first words would be Duke.
Let's go to Tim in Hanover. Hello, Tim.
Guys, love the show always. Hey, I just want to say, in the beginning of the season, I called in and said Bill was going to get crushed this year. I'm a real big college football guy. I've helped coach up a lot of kids in some of the unbelievable colleges all over the country, believe it or not. I never played.
Sick brag, bro.
I'll tell you one thing I can say. When he went against TCU, I knew he had a good quarterback at TCU. From that point on, I knew Bill was going to be gone because I knew it was going to get worse and worse of the schedule he had. And on top of that, he's got all these accolades in the NFL. It doesn't make him a great college football coach. College is a thing of trust to parents, big time. My kid played college football also in Ann Arbor. I just want to tell you that. I know.
Sick brag, bro.
I love the statement that you were coming out of your mouth because you lived it and breathed it with your own kids.
Yeah. It is, the trust factor is the biggest thing.
Is there another college in Ann Arbor other than Michigan?
I don't think so. Okay. And that's the biggest thing.
Ann Arbor Community College?
And for me, knowing Bill as a player, all the other stuff, it is what it is. But I know as a player, Bill's going to say, here's what you need to do. And if you do this, you'll play. If you don't, you won't play. That, to me, is the biggest thing when it comes to, for all those parents out there, there are so many coaches that are not accountable to that. And that's why I would let my kids go there, because I know that they would get from Bill. All the other stuff, the nonsense, you know, that, you know, the off-the-field stuff, I don't really care about that. I mean, you know, UMass is not doing good, and there's plenty of nonsense going on around the program.
But Tim's...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Said he's not surprised. That, how can you not be surprised that it's gone this bad? Even if you were like, you knew college is hard, mm-hmm. and you knew Bill was not what he was. This is unreal.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like an extension of his final years here, Ken.
It doesn't look like
that.
Bill won Executive of the Year 4 years ago, right, with Mac Jones and a rebuilt team. You and I were picking Mac to beat Buffalo in a playoff game.
Right. We said
four years ago.
Right.
Now he's getting potentially fired five games in. This team is going to be Air Mac. Yeah, they would have been if Bill hadn't ruined
it. I tell you, it was in
2022.
There you go.
It's like, Courtney said it. It's, you know, you've been around college football. College football, and I think you said it, is just hotter. It's different. There's so much that goes on, especially now with the NILs and the revenue sharing and just the transfer portals. There's so much going on, and you got to know how to navigate that world. And like when we used to talk to Billy O, that's why I love talking to Billy O. He would tell
Who
you, like,
Billy O, we have Tim. Good point. By Twitch
and, but he used to say it's about the kids trusting and believing in you. And I think Bill has lost that trust.
But that's why it's so crazy to me that you'd still let your boys go play for him, because whether it was you saying that or Tim saying that the trust with the parents is so important as well. I don't think the players trust Bill. I don't think the parents trust Bill.
Well, those parents are ones that their kids are probably getting a raw deal.
I don't know. If you have an assistant coach coming out and leaking to the media, can't believe what we've done to these kids. If you're a parent of a kid on that team right now, I'd be beyond pissed.
Right.
Well, coming up in They Said It, which is on the way in about 5 minutes or so, Keyshawn, your guy, sounded off on the Bill drama in his car with a lot of F-bombs that were bleeped out, but very interesting. We'll hear that.
Key.
Many other things to come. And speaking of Twitch, we are live on Twitch. It's presented by Springer's Jewelers. The Twitch chat is active. How is it this morning, Courtney? Is everybody behaving?
Yeah, everybody's very good. Everybody really likes you, Ken.
I wouldn't say that.
No,
I don't believe that.
I'm not seeing really much discourse in a negative way about you.
All right, day ain't over. For over 150 years, though, Springer's Jewelers has helped New England celebrate life's biggest moments. They're in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, tax-free. Springer's carrying the world's finest jewelry and watches. Check them out on the web, springersjewelers.com. Courtney has your news right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Bruins kick off the season with a win. They take down the Capitals in D.C. 3-1. David Pastrnak started the season with 3 points in the win, with the 3 goals coming from Pasta, Morgan Geeky, and Elias Lindholm. Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 35 saves in the season opener. And we're going to start our Bruins Thursdays today. We'll be joined by Judd this morning at 8:20.
Bruins Thursday here.
Jaylen Brown led the Celtics to their first preseason win. He had 21 points, while Derek White had 16 and 10 assists in the 121-103 win over the Grizzlies.
Barnes was reportedly in Santa Barbara training with the Memphis Grizzlies.
Oh,
what a great moment.
That the makes
Memphis
Grizzlies. So
Grizzlies.
My
They're
favorite
a good basketball team.
My favorite is what I said. Next page.
go check
the
out
the Memphis Grizzlies.
Go check out your boy Jaylen Brown. His live streaming.
Yeah,
he's good on the live stream.
He's great.
He's great.
The live stream is like you start to think differently of him when you see
his
live stream.
I'm telling you, Wiggy. My hot take is that he is going to have a Bryson DeChambeau arc.
I don't know much about Bryson DeChambeau.
For a long time, people kind of thought he was douchey, and people kind of think Jaylen Brown, sometimes the way he talks to the media
very
and to
serious.
People, very serious, kind of can be a little douchey. I think the streaming makes him more personable, gives him a better attitude, and then they just become eminently more likable.
I'm just happy that I'm a day one Jaylen stan.
Yeah, you are.
Yep.
I'm starting to become a Jaylen stan, not as much as JT. But
they're 0-10. You're gonna change your
tune. The live stream has been good. I love the Boston accent thing that he did. So
next page.
The Yankees are out. They fall to the Blue Jays in 4 games. The final game ending 5-2 in the Bronx. Cam Schlittler went 6 1/3, giving up 2 runs on 8 hits while striking out 2. Thursday Night Football is Eagles at Giants. Kickoff at 8:15. You can listen to that game right here on EEI. And in the spirit of Halloween, Awaken 180 is offering free consultations all month long. It's scary how easy losing weight can be. Find out if Awaken 180 is right for you and for free. Call to book your free Awaken 180 consultation at 844-346-1800. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got They Said It.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering. In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.